Well, Danny, before we look ahead to Derry's clash with Monaghan tomorrow, which is a crunch game, certainly in terms of Derry's league position, we have to this week, I suppose, look ahead to Tuesday's All-Ireland Club Final and Sláinte flying the Derry flag against Corrifin. I suppose brings back memories for you, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years. We played in the All-Ireland Club Final in 1995 against Kilmacud Crooks. And it was a fantastic year of football, just the same as Sláinte Níl had. We weren't expected to win the Derry Championship, and we made Ballon Screen in the final. And then we moved through Ulster, and we had defeated Clontibret in the Ulster final in a wet, very, very wet day in Armagh. And we had a great run, and everything went very, very well for us. I suppose key to the whole thing was we had no major injuries to key players the whole year. And I think we had getting through the All-Ireland Club Final, and unfortunately I think that day I'll be remembered not just maybe for the football but also for the conditions. Gordon blowing down,
I remember it, yeah,
deadly day.
Yeah you were captain, yeah. You were captain of that side, weren't you?
I was captain, surely, yeah.
Yeah,
was great honour to walk out in Croke Park leading your club team and all your friends and all the people you've grown up with. It was a fantastic day, and fortunately it's very, very hard to get back to them. And hope Sláinte Níl can avail of the situation when they're on Tuesday.
I know from talking to you right throughout last season, you regard this Sláinte Níl team rather highly. I know probably this time last year you would have still said Ballinderry were going to be the favourites for the championship.
Over the last number of years they've been pushing at underage level. You know, obviously Glen have been very, very successful coming through in the minors. Pushing the most has always been Sláinte Níl, and they've been bringing through young players into the team, gradually integrating them into the team with the experience that they have there with the Barry McGuigans and the Patsies and the Chrissies, and all of this year seems to have gelled together. You know, earlier on in their championship in Derry, you know, you wouldn't have thought they would be playing in an All-Ireland Club Final. But they've had a wee bit of heart and they've had a wee bit of passion that everybody stands back and admires, and they really deserve to be where they are.
Yeah, and very well organised.
Very, very well organised. You know, you look at what's standing along the sideline with them. You know, Mickey Moore, who was along with Derry when we played in the All-Ireland Final in 1983. He's with the Mayo to the All-Ireland Final as well, as a manager as well. His massive experience at club level in different counties, and that's fantastic in its own. Standing beside him is John Joe Kearney, who's been involved with Derry Miners and took them to All-Ireland success as well. And then you add to that, I suppose, strength and conditioning wise, they've been very lucky to have Owen Bradley in with them, who has been involved with Tyrone teams that have won All-Ireland. So there's a wealth of experience standing along the sideline of Sláinte Níl, and I think this year they've come in, they've organised the players very, very well and got the best out of them, and I think that's why they are where they are on Tuesday.
Mm. And it's obviously very hard to judge because a team's coming from other provinces, but Corrifin have the pedigree, and I suppose they have beaten a very fancy St Vincent's, the reigning champions, in their semi-final.
Take a look at Corrifin. Corrifin are a club sitting with 16 county titles. You know, Sláinte Níl won their second county title and they won the Derry Championship. Corrifin have four Connacht Championships and they won the All-Ireland Club in 1988. So they're a club steeped in tradition. Once again on the sideline is Stephen Rudgeford, who played against ourselves in 2000, playing for Cross Molina, and they won the All-Ireland Club that year, and they were beaten in the final a couple of years later. So, you know, they have a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge as well. And, you know, you can't take away from the fact they played St Vincent's in the All-Ireland semi-final, and they beat them very, very well. I thought, you know, they were the better team on the day. And that was a St Vincent's team that hadn't been beat for maybe 2 or 3 years. You know, so it's Sláinte Níl will be well aware of the challenge that they have in front of them. And it'll be very, very, I think it's going to be a great game of football.
Yeah, and all of Derry getting behind Sláinte Níl. I know you're going up yourself.
All the everybody you're talking to is talking about going down to the match, and it's great to go down and watch. We've watched Ballinderry in it, I've watched Lavey in it. It's fantastic to go and watch all our clubs playing in it as well from your own county and go down and support them, and it's great when they won. You know, it's absolutely class.
Do you think they can win?
I really do. I think I know that some of the experts are tipping Corrifin, but I think the Sláinte Níl have a massive chance. I think the heart that they have, and I think the passion that they have for their football, and I think, you know, they've great footballers all over the pitch from their defence is very, very mean and solid. And I think up front, and hopefully Sammy Bradley can get back in, and Cormac O'Doherty and Paddy Kelly and Jared Bradley and these boys, and they all play to their full potential. I think Slatty will have a fantastic opportunity of bringing home the All-Ireland club table.
And be a great lift to Derry football.
Well, I think that's what's required at the minute as well. I think that would be very, very important to us. I know when Slatneil's campaign's over, I'm sure there's quite a few of them will be coming into the Derry panel, and that will booster things at that stage, and that's required as well just at the minute. You know, the experience that they've had and the confidence that they've gained is maybe needed coming into Derry at the minute, and I think Slatneil won on them. Tuesday will be fantastic for Derry football.
Mm. Obviously, we'll move on to the Derry and the National League game against Monaghan in Clonus tomorrow. Derry sitting at the bottom of the Division 1 table with just 1 point from their game against Tyrone, and probably they should have taken the two from that one. But, you know, three games left, they're in relegation bother. But I sense an air of calm around Derry at that prospect that I haven't sensed before. Is there something going on in the background that we should know about?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything going on purpose. I think that people are well aware of the fact that with Slatty on All-Ireland Club Final, there's been injuries to key players as well. We had Derry had Under-21 Championship on last Wednesday night, so there was a number of Under-21 players that weren't available for the senior team. I think everybody's aware of the challenges that the county management are experiencing at the moment, trying to put together, you know, their first-choice team. And sometimes that happens in county football. You don't get all the players that you maybe want there to be with you all the time. And I think last year we had all our players, I suppose, right from the start. Once the Ballantyre boys come back after All-Ireland semi-final, and maybe we had put a massive emphasis on the league and trying to do really well, and it was important to us at that time because that was part of the building process. I think now we're a wee bit more aware of where they're at, and I think, you know, it's they've been beaten in a few of the league matches, but they've played well, and I think, you know, that was part of the deal this year. You know, let's see if we can play well and still compete with the players that are missing. I think Derry are not that far away when everybody's back and they get themselves sorted. Relegation obviously could be an issue at the minute, and it's very, very important that they get a couple of league points just to maybe get them up into playoffs or something.
Thomas Mallon and Imit McGuckian in tomorrow, they're just the only two changes.
I think that's the panel's stressed to say because of the Slatneil boys' involvement and Derry Under-21s. Derry Under-21s play again next Wednesday night against Monaghan as well in the Championship, and I think, to be fair, I think Brian and Paddy are trying to give them the best opportunity possible to progress. It's Championship football, so they're trying to make sure that the Under-21 players are not being stretched in different directions, that they have one focus, and I think that's very, very important at this stage too. It's Championship football, so they only get the one go at it, where league, you have a few league matches to get yourself sorted out, and if you don't get yourself sorted out, it means you have a different challenge next year to try and get back up again.
Yeah, so there'll be no panic buttons pressed even if the result doesn't go that go right for them tomorrow.
Obviously Derry still wants to win, you know what I mean, there's no doubt about the fact they still want to win, but I don't think we're maybe panicking as much. I think that there's a better focusing on the Championship match is the key to moving forward, and I think Derry would rather have a run in the Ulster Championship as staying up in Division 1, and if you give me the choice, that's what I would go for.